All right, back on the Chad AC Show, News Talk 790 KFYO, online KFYO.com, and of course with the Radio Pup app, you can take the show wherever you go. All KFYO programming right there at the Radio Pup app. Download it for your iPhone, Android device. It's absolutely free during the holidays when you're traveling. Be sure to take KFYO with you while you take a little road trip if you're heading out. We are also preparing for Icemageddon 2013. We are also going to keep you up to date with anything that happens. Icemageddon 2013, we're your official home for that. You can send those emails, chat at KFYO.com. Of course, it is election season. Lots of people out there running for office. And joining me right now, a candidate for U.S. Senator. Yes, there is somebody running against the current U.S. Senator, John Cornyn. And joining me to talk about his campaign is Dwayne Stovall. You can visit his website, TexansForStovall.com. Mr. Stovall, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good to be with you, Chad.
Well, I appreciate you coming on today to talk about your campaign. Tell us a little bit about yourself for those who don't know who you are.
In simple terms, I am a native Texan who's just your average Texan. I'm a small business owner outside of Cleveland, Texas. I'm 48 years old. I'm a member of the school board. Been married 22 years, have three children. Nothing that says I'm a rock star status. I'm just an average neighbor. I just happen to have an affinity for this U.S. Senate position, and due to my own personal self-study over the last 7 years or so, I've been compelled to enter this race.
Well, why do you want to be in the U.S. Senate? There are quite a few people who may go, well, he's kind of crazy. Anyone who wants to be in the U.S. Senate might be a little bit crazy, but why do you want to be in the U.S. Senate?
Well, if anyone who's taken the chance to go back and read any of the source documents, who wanted to find out what the Constitution created for us and what we're supposed to be living under, would immediately find out that the most abused and misused position at the federal level is the U.S. Senator seat. Their job is only to look after the best interests of their states. They're not supposed to look after the best interests of the federal government. And historically speaking, they generally have. And Senator Cornyn has been a poster child for looking after the best interests of the federal government. So between that and the fact that, you know, there's some very common sense formulas that everybody walking the street of Texas understands. You can't get out of debt by creating more debt. You know, those are real basic common sense principles. Those are principles that are totally void at the federal level. And I'm at the point now where I'm willing to say, you know, somebody's got to step up there and say, we're not going to grow this government anymore. We're not going to raise the debt anymore. We just can't do it. And I'm willing to do that.
What are some areas of disagreement that you have? Obviously, if you're running in the primary, you have some disagreements with the current U.S. senator. So tell us some of your disagreements.
In big, broad brush strokes, he's very much a nationalist. I'm very much a Jeffersonian federalist, if you want to have it that way. He started voting to increase the debt almost immediately, if not immediately, when he got in the office. He went into office, we had a little over $6 trillion in debt. He's voted to increase that debt up to the $17 trillion mark it is now. He literally only voted against it last month because of such support that Ted Cruz had for setting on principle. I hold that debt kind of up there as the target. The federal government grows by money only. It doesn't matter what unconstitutional aspect it has. Every single agency, program, system, anything you want to throw into a box, they're all controlled with money. And as long as we allow them to expand the debt, which, in case anybody's wondering, that's the enslavement portion of it. That's the part that takes off future generations of Texans and enslaves them in chains of debt. They owe more money every single generation than they did prior. There is no way the federal government is going to make the decisions necessary to correct the path that we're on unless the states step up and start having people perform their duties as they're constitutionally required. And I don't think that's been happening.
Visiting with Dwayne Stovall, you can view his website, TexansForStovall.com. Okay, so you're mainly focusing on the debt. That's your main issue?
That's a main issue. There's a larger encompassing issue. The Constitution was based in three principles. One of the main ones that I'm very, very concerned about is federalism. And federalism is the principle that the states hold the power. Except for those limited enumerated delegated powers granted to that central government, the states were supposed to be, as the Declaration declared, free and independent states. What we are today, what was gifted to us was a republic based in federalism. What we are today is a nation based in socialism. Well, all the power has been centralized. That's why we argue with all these other states over whether we can pray before a football game or have God or the Ten Commandments at a public building or whether or not pornography is art or pornography. All these arguments that are outside the boundaries of the Constitution have come from the nationalization of all of these issues. All these state powers have been abdicated to the central. And when you get somebody like a Senator Cornyn who actually agrees with that, you never get any kind of pushback. There's never any kind of divesting of that power back to the states and getting that local governance back in the discourse. I'd like to really shove that back into the discourse hard.
Well, and how are you going to do that? What is your plan of action? Let's say, because this is, and you know, this is going to be a very tough race for you, and you know this. But let's just say that you gain a little momentum, and let's just say you're in the U.S. Senate right now. What is your plan of action?
Well, the two things that are definite are I will never, ever vote to raise the debt ceiling ever again. I'd never, ever vote to increase the size and scope of the federal government and give it any more unconstitutional powers whatsoever. So those are clear cut. The three principles you have to follow as a U.S. Senator is you have to follow whatever you're going to vote on, does it meet the criteria of the federal constitution? The second one is, does it meet the criteria of the state constitution of Texas? And a lot of people forget that. And the third thing is, what are the long-term ramifications of this vote on the state of Texas? It can be absolutely great for 49 other states, but if it is a negative on the state of Texas, the vote is a no. It's that simple. People like George Mason wanted the Senate to be the check for the federal states on the federal government. Hasn't been that way for a century. But I'd like to reapply those duties as they were originally intended to that position. I also think that other than doing those physical things where you vote to principle on those items, you have to get the discussion of federalism back into the discourse. Every chance you get, you have to talk about that. You have to start bringing everybody around to the fact that this is not a nation with a capital M. We are a union of states, and each state should be have the power to manage their own affairs. What goes on in California is California's business. What goes on in Texas is our business. We shouldn't be dictating to California what we think they should do, and they shouldn't be doing that to us or any other state for that matter. But that's where we are. We all argue over this central power so that we can force each other to live the way we want. And I think everybody can kind of feel that level of argument and that we're fighting constantly across the country. I mean, we have 24-hour-a-day news cycle that's like Sports Network now. And that's basically because of this nationalized viewpoint we have. We're not managing our own affairs.
Well, let me ask you this, because we only have a few minutes left, and I want to get in a couple of different topics here. As far as the U.S. Senate goes right now, obviously you're not a big fan of John Cornyn. Is there anyone in the U.S. Senate that you like or you think is doing a good job? Because as you know, getting into the U.S. Senate, you're going to have to form some type of partnerships with some other lawmakers. And in the U.S. Senate right now, there are some lawmakers that are a little more conservative than others. What are your views on some of the other senators right now?
Oh, I think in the Senate, you've got a growing base of really principled, conservative, constitutional senators. Besides Rand Paul, Mike Lee, and Ted Cruz, they weren't there. I mean, sure. Those numbers are growing. So those guys are the core principles that I'm talking about.
Okay.
That's an excellent group to get in there, and I think we're growing those numbers.
Let me ask you this before we let you go. It's about, obviously, Obamacare, big piece of legislation. There are two, it seems, you know, there are about two groups of Republicans out there. Some who say we need to go and fix it. Others who say we got to repeal it. And maybe we work on health care when we come up with a Republican plan for health care. Where are you at on that?
Yeah, I call that socialism light. Yeah, if you're going to repeal it, there's no authority in the Constitution for that to happen, period. There is no way you're going to get me to agree to repeal it and replace it with a better brand of socialist life. It's just not going to happen. The states can manage that. It has no authority under the Constitution for the federal government to overtake the healthcare industry.
Well, do you think there needs to be any changes to the healthcare industry?
Oh, I would think any changes that are going to happen need to come to the state legislature.
Okay, so the states handle all of that.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Dwayne Stovall, visiting with Dwayne Stovall right now, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate. You can visit his website, texansforstovall.com. Dwayne, before I let you go, is there anything else you wanted to get out there to the voters?
We are building a huge volunteer website. It's actually up. It went up last Monday. Anybody wants to jump in and help out and really get on the grassroots level, they can go to puttingtexasfirst.com and join the team. I mean, it's going to take everybody to get in here and make this happen. We need to reestablish federalism here in the States.
All right. Dwayne Stovall, I appreciate your time today.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good one.